Good morning. It's August 24th, Pray Today. This is Kelsey Benish from the C3 Colby campus. Today we're going to be talking about those who are struggling with purpose. And I feel like every single person has been here at some point in their life, if they aren't here now. Because the enemy really tries to attack our sense of belonging and our sense of purpose, because God has placed us on this earth for a purpose. God has us here for a reason, and each and every single person is different. But we're here for a reason. And the first is just to honor and glorify Him. But He has given us things to do on this earth. And He has given us assignments and placed giftings within us in order to just fulfill His calling for us. And it's so important that we all know that we're not just here to exist and we're not here just to get by, but we're here to do things that God has put in us to do. And I just feel like it's very hard to live in a society like this where people are constantly comparing and people are constantly showing off their highlight reels on social media, because it's very easy to think, oh, this person has a purpose, or oh, this person is doing something, and then question yourself, like, am I doing enough? And is what I'm doing good enough? Is my purpose great, or do I even have a purpose compared to these other people who I see doing such big things and such great things? And it can be very defeating, and the enemy can really use that and twist that in order for us to feel defeated and get away from what God has called us to do. And the biggest thing is the enemy is going to use that, but when he does use that, it just shows us that God has something so great for us that the enemy needs to fight us for it. Because when the enemy does fight us, it means he's fighting for where we're going, and that there's such a big plan and such a big thing in place for us, because God has given that to us. And so a verse that I think of when it comes to this is one that we all know, and it seems very cliche, but it's so powerful. And that verse is Jeremiah 29:11. And this verse says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." And when I think of future, I think of a purpose. I think of a plan. I think of something that God has already destined in His mind for us to do and for us to walk out and for us to have in our lives, and just plans of hope, and nothing that's defeating or nothing that is something that we're going to hate walking through or something that we're going to hate doing. But God's given us a hopeful future. And He's going to prosper us, and just plans that are so good. And prosper doesn't necessarily mean that we get everything we want, but God is going to place everything in our life that we need, and that He is going to make us succeed through Him, and that He's going to give us abundantly more than we could ever ask and we could ever imagine. And so if you are someone who's struggling with purpose today, or struggling that you just don't feel like you have a purpose or you have a future with things, I want to give you encouragement, knowing that God has placed you here for a reason, and that God has given you things and has placed things inside of you to fulfill and live for Him. And the first place to look for that purpose is through Him. And I think people miss their purpose or miss feeling like they have a purpose because they aren't living for Him fully. And so that is just definitely a great place to start, just seeking Him in His word, through these Pray Todays, through everything, just that leads you closer to Him. You will find your purpose in Him. But if you are struggling with that, just know that everybody's been there, and just to look to the Father, because He wants to show you that, and He wants you to feel that, and just knowing that you are here because He has a purpose for you. So we're going to close in prayer, and I just want everybody just to really focus on their purpose. And if you don't feel like you have one, just really give it to God right now, knowing that He will show you and He has something in store specifically for you. Dear God, we thank You for who You are. We thank You that You have given a purpose to every single person, that You have placed things inside of us that only we have in order to live out a purpose for You. And we know that our main purpose is to honor and glorify and to love You, Lord. But we know that You have just taken that a step farther, and You've called us to do work for You on this earth. And so anybody struggling with feeling like they don't have a purpose, Lord, give them hope, give them strength, and give them just Your comfort in this time, knowing that You have got them in the palm of Your hand, and You have something planned for them, and You have something for them as long as they give it to You. And I pray that all of us can seek you deeper, knowing that your purpose for us is being revealed every single day and that more of it is being unraveled. And so we just thank you for just the purpose you have for every single one of us, and that the plans you have for us, plans to prosper us and not to harm us, plans to give us hope in a future. And wherever we're at in our walk with you, or wherever we're at in life, Lord, you still have something for us. And so I just pray that we all can surrender our plans to you, knowing that your purpose and your plans are greater. We just love you and we thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.